Today is a lot of fun. Senator Ted Cruz made the mistake of getting in a Twitter war with Trevor Noah. The Texas Republican tweeted, "I remember when The Daily Show was funny." Well, you don't want to do that, Ted Cruz. What's this all about? Well, the fight began when Senator Ted Cruz retweeted a clip from Trevor Noah's Daily Show in which Trevor discussed the newly completed U.S. Census. Trevor said, "Now, aside from New York getting screwed, the big news out of the census is that America's population grew at the slowest rate since the 1930s. Basically, immigration is down and the birth rate is falling, primarily due to this photo," and he held up a photo of Ted Cruz. I don't know exactly what that says, but I do know that the 1930s sucked for America. I mean, there was the Great Depression, the Dust Bowl, everything was in black and white, and if you wanted somewhere to sit, you needed to climb a half-built skyscraper. You know, that was a crappy time to be alive. So, with the new numbers from the Census Bureau, New York will lose a congressional seat, and Texas will gain 2 seats. Trevor Noah seemed upset about that. Ted Cruz tweeted, "Trevor Noah whines that people are fleeing high-tax blue states and moving in droves to low-tax states like Texas, where the jobs are. Doesn't understand why people like freedom. Also predicts the Biden years will be the Great Depression." Trevor fired back by bringing up Ted Cruz's February trip to Cancun. Remember that one? During the Texas power crisis? Remember that one? And Trevor said, "Not sure I'd be using the words fleeing and Texas in the same sentence, Senator Cancun." That is great. The late night host also made fun of the FBI raiding Rudy Giuliani's apartment. Kimmel said the FBI showed up with search warrants at 6 o'clock in the morning. They made sure to show up at daylight when Rudy was still asleep in his coffin. Colbert, "Come on, that's way too early. Rudy's not himself until he's had his first cup of hot breakfast wine." Kimmel, "They took the former mayor's electronic devices. They were seized. I think it's safe to assume none of those electronic devices were toothbrushes." Corden, "I know Rudy Giuliani is a high-powered lawyer, mayor of New York City, advisor to the president of the United States, but I still picture his office above a repair shop right next to a palm reader's." Kimmel, "Rudy's lawyer was very upset. He called the raid legal thuggery. He said, 'Why would you do this to anyone, let alone someone who is the associate attorney general, U.S. attorney, mayor of New York City, and the personal lawyer to the 45th president of the United States? Who would dare to show up unannounced and take his beloved jitterbug phone? It's just not American.'" Kimmel, "Investigators are reportedly conducting a criminal investigation into Giuliani's dealings in Ukraine to try and dig up dirt on the Bidens on behalf of Donald Trump. If you think he was sweating Grecian formula before, you should see him now." Fallon, "When the agents walked in, Rudy got so nervous he started sweating hair dye and tucking all the evidence down his pants." Colbert, "Oh no, they took his cell phone. Now he'll have to butt dial reporters on a landline." Fallon, "Yeah, Rudy panicked and called his lawyer. Then when his own phone started ringing, he panicked even more. Seth, but luckily for Rudy, wives cannot testify against their cousins." Drop the mic. But oh no, there is more. President Biden delivered his first joint address to Congress. Jimmy Fallon said last time someone in their 70s got that much applause, they were doing debut. Colbert, "Biden was the first president to deliver the speech in front of a mask-wearing audience, if you don't count Bill Clinton's last State of the Union, whose theme was Eyes Wide Shut." Kimmel, "Biden laid out the specifics for his American Families Plan. Trump had a family plan too, but his was to give jobs to everyone in his family." Fallon, "That's right, the Capitol took center stage, and I gotta be honest, it was nice to see someone behind the podium who wasn't wearing deer antlers and a pelt." Fallon, "It was a fun night for Democrats. On the other hand, Republicans didn't seem too thrilled. They look like they just heard their best hope in 2024 is Randy Quaid." Kimmel had on the No Pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Kimmel said to No Pillow guy, "I believe that you're sincere. I also think there's something going on from the crack or something that has, you know, whatever that's made you think that. I worry about you. I feel like maybe you're self-destructive. You've lost everything repeatedly so many times in your life. I feel like you're going to be out dressed as Spider-Man on Hollywood Boulevard at the end of this whole thing." Mike Lindell said his evidence is real. People could say, "Oh, you're an ex-crack addict, so your brain's not right." You know what? They could say that all they want. It's going to come out. I keep putting the evidence out there. It's going to come out. Vulture asks, "But is it $1.3 billion worth of evidence?" And even more late night, John Mayer may get a late night show because why not? Paramount Plus is talking about starting Later with John Mayer. This would ape the format of the long-running British chat show Later with Jules Holland. That BBC Two show features the host jamming with various musicians and peppering in banter between musical performances. The John Mayer version of the show would live primarily on Paramount Plus, guaranteeing nobody sees it, but would also occasionally air on CBS. Vulture writes, John Mayer has long been known as, quote, funny, unquote, popping up in comedy contexts for over a decade. His comedic chops first came to their attention on Chappelle's Show, and he's done occasional stand-up performances since 2009. Most recently, John Mayer joined folks like Tiffany Haddish and Louis C.K. at Dave Chappelle's summer camp. John Mayer has hosted before. He was one of the fill-in hosts on The Late Late Show between Craig Ferguson's run and James Corden's run. And he also hosted an Instagram Live talk show before the pandemic. See, it's not totally crazy. Unlike Tom Papa's latest idea, Tom Papa is going into the kitchen for a new comedic baking competition series. It's called Baking It Better with Tom Papa. Sure, why not? From the Laugh Button. They say in the series, amateur bakers compete to replicate mystery baking recipes for a chance at a cash prize. The show's contestants will get the name of the recipe and its ingredients 3 hours prior to the show, with the results unfolding live. The show will feature an audience poll to determine the winner. This thing premieres Tuesday, May 11th at 6 Eastern. And listen to this, subsequent episodes take place on the second Tuesday of each month. So, you know, get out the calendar, find the second Tuesday of each month, and write down, gotta watch Baking It Better with Tom Papa at 6 Eastern. Bob Odenkirk is writing a memoir. That's pretty cool. Random House announced it will publish comedy drama, a memoir. In the memoir, the Emmy-winning and Golden Globe-nominated actor will detail the highs and lows of his career, take readers on a journey from his beginnings of working at comedy clubs to crafting sketches at Saturday Night Live and co-creating the sketch comedy show Mr. Show with David Cross. The actor will also reflect on his dramatic roles on AMC's Breaking Bad. He originated the role of Saul Goodman on that series and Better Call Saul. The publisher describes the memoir as one that, quote, charts Odenkirk's winding journey from nowhere comedy clubs to drama and acting with a capital A. Comedy drama will be out January 18th, 2022 in hardcover and digital formats. Bob Odenkirk will also narrate the audiobook. That's cool. Bo Burnham is putting out a comedy special. He's been doing, not stand-up comedy for a little bit. He announced this on Twitter with a short video and a post saying the new special is titled Inside. He writes, hi, I made a new special. It was filmed by me alone without a crew or audience over the course of the past year. It's almost finished. I hope you like it. I believe this is going to be on Netflix. This is the part of the show where I go on Instagram at Daily Comedy News. You get to vote this week's comedy top dog, Jimmy Kimmel versus Jimmy Fallon. Your last day to vote. Got a neck and neck race here. You want to jump in on this. But I'm worried about Jerry McClain. Now, I've told you in the past that I think Jerry McClain's family has been kidnapped by the Bob's Burgers Mafia. Jerry has shared with me a TikTok of Bob's Burgers. Now, just to catch up new listeners really quick, I'm going to ask you two questions. One, have you ever actually seen Bob's Burgers? The answer is no. And the other question I have for you is, have you ever met anyone who has seen Bob's Burgers? That answer, clearly also no. Now, clearly, there is animation of Bob's Burgers. We know that Fox promotes it. They've drawn a picture of it. I get it. But the show never actually airs. Have you noticed the show's never actually on? Have you ever seen it? No. Have you ever met anyone who's ever seen it? No. So, like, the idea of Bob's Burgers, I get. So, Jerry, what I think you're seeing here is I think someone took that and animated it and, you know, did some voices themselves. Like, I'm listening to this. I'll play it kind of over here. And, like those aren't real voices. That's not what a cartoon would sound like if it actually aired on Fox. That's pretty amateurish. So, this is probably a homemade TikTok. And as listeners of the show know, TikTok is a place where you can, say, pantomime to videos of Donald Trump and become super popular, and CBS will give you a sitcom. So I don't blame somebody for animating Bob's Burgers drawings and doing some homemade voices. But that brings us to this story from Shop Eat Shoes, and they say DC Shoes hops into the kitchen with animated sitcom Bob's Burgers. They are mixing the authentic skateboarding flavors of DC with those of the Belcher family in a collaboration that delivers delicious new footwear. So maybe Bob's Burgers isn't a show, but it now is footwear. I must admit, the footwear exists. Shop Eat Shoes says, the absolute showstopper of the DC XBB capsule is a DC pro skateboarder Josh Callis namesake shoe. The DC XBB Callis OG has been Bobsified, with a Callis animated character applied to the shoe's footbed, sitting alongside a neon green glow-in-the-dark outsole. I gotta get myself a pair of these at dcshoes.com. The full DC by BB menu of products can be seen on that website and is available from May 1st. So that's tomorrow. You want to get up early before these things sell out, because you know people on the internet, these are going to sell out, aren't they? So get up early, dcshoes.com. This is not a commercial. This is a bit, except these actually exist. Josh Callis, pro skateboarder, says, Bob's is literally on my house 24/7. Josh Callis, pro skateboarder, claiming Bob's Burgers exist. Very interesting. I may have to do more research on that for a future bit. But wait, there's more. Inspired by those famous Bob's puns, DC has also partnered with U.S. chef, media personality, and egg slut and Amboy founder Alvin Callen to create a series of 7 original burger recipes inspired by skateboarding tricks, because why not? Think burgers like the Portobello No Comply, the Frontside 360 Pickle Flip, and the Big Spinage, turned into custom graphics and deployed across the capsule collection. Chef Alvin brings the recipes to life with impromptu cooking videos called 7 Days of Burgers. He cooks up all 7 DC by BB recipes before pro skateboarders Wes Kramer and Ish Cepeda. The tutorials are designed to inspire, encouraging the public to upgrade their grill game ahead of the summer, and are available on DC's YouTube channel from May 1. Jerry McLean, I follow you on Instagram. I know you cook. If you are not making some Bob's Burgers to further this bit and posting them on your Instagram channel, you are not paying attention, my friend. Chef Alvin Callen says, I love burgers and I love skating. So when I got asked to work with DC Shoes and Bob's Burgers, I jumped at the opportunity. 2 worlds that I'm obsessed with colliding, watching the skate trick inspired burgers come to life, and tasting them with the pros was epic. I couldn't believe they ate all of them. Congratulations to Hannah Gatsby. She got married. She announced it on Instagram and said, I would like to introduce y'all to Jenny Shamish. She's a producer extraordinaire. She's very funny and is really talented at reciting facts. It's a joy to behold. We got married in January, and we are very chuffed about it. Chuffed appearing on the show for the 2nd time in a week. Interesting. We're very chuffed about it. For the record, this is me gushing. I'm full of very positive feelings. This is a nice story. My heartfelt thanks to everybody who voted for marriage equality. She also included hashtag married, hashtag really, and hashtag yeah, totally. That's your comedy news for today. Now, the weekend, I'm going to do 2 episodes I've had in the can. They are about cartoons that actually exist, unlike Bob's Burgers. On Saturday, a look at shows that had animated spinoffs, like Happy Days, when they were in a time machine and a UFO or something, when the Brady Bunch lived in a treehouse, when the Vernon Shirley joined the army. That's tomorrow. That's a lot of fun. Sunday, straight Brady Kids. We got to talk Brady Kids. Why do they live in a treehouse? Why do they have 2 pandas? Why do they have a magic bird? What happened to the parents? What happened to Alice? Why did they switch dogs? Why couldn't you just have Tiger the dog? Why did you have to switch to Mop Top? So that's Sunday. If you enjoy what I do here, you can support the show at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Let's see if the ice has melted again. Ice has melted again. I don't know what is going on with the donuts chain this week, but the ice is not making it to my usual recording time. But if you go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, I will take your money and I will buy an iced coffee, likely a caramel with milk. Follow the show on Spotify. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts. Now, they changed what they're doing, so make sure you're still getting the episodes. Go to Apple Podcasts, search for Daily Comedy News. There's 3 dots in the upper right corner. Click on those and make sure that you are following the show. Don't want to lose you. Have a good weekend. See ya.